Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And that newsletter thing, we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And have not missed an edition since November of 1999. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is one of the top futurists in the world and someone I've been following long before I knew him. I was listening to his wisdom. He is joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about things that are coming at us from the future. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. A while back, actually probably 3 or 4 years ago, you told us about, what was it, a 15-story building that they were going to put up in a week or a day or something like
right.
that?
Yep.
Something ridiculous. And I remember thinking, well, that's crazy. But that's nothing compared to what you got now.
Yeah, and it's the same company. It's called the Broad Group out of China. And, you know, we've talked about paradigm shifts on your program before.
You know,
people breaking the rules, changing the game. And Broad Group does a combination of prefabrication and then site fabrication such that they put up buildings in days and weeks instead of months and years.
Mm-hmm.
And what we talked about a little bit before, this a couple years ago, is a thing called Sky City. It was a gleam in the eye of the architect and engineers of Broad Group. Well, starting this month, they are going to begin to assemble it, 220 stories. What's interesting is if you listen to the number, they build it off-site. All the pieces will be prefabricated in 3 months. They will then assemble it in 7 months.
Wow.
It will be 2,749 feet tall.
That's the tallest building in the world.
In the world. It will be built to accommodate 100,000 people during the working day, and about 5,000 families will live there full-time. In other words, the reason they're calling it Sky City is because it will have food and grocery stores and recreation and all that sort of thing, so the people living there, that they don't go anywhere.
Wow.
You know? So it is an amazing experiment.
Is this an experiment, or is this the shape of things to come?
That's what we'll find out, because you and I were talking off air a little about one of the dilemmas of buildings like this.
Mm-hmm.
Is we learned from 9/11 that they are targets.
Mm-hmm.
And
big,
I said to you,
big targets.
Yeah, I said to you, I believe if they build these buildings, they are going to have to arm them.
That's
interesting. A defensive system. Yeah.
Think about that, folks. Say that again, Joel. You think they're going to put weapons, defensive weapons in these things?
Yeah. Well, and the reason for that is we've seen what one airplane, fully loaded with fuel, can do to a building that was supposed to stand for 1,000 years. That was a profoundly well-built building. The Trade Centers were, you know, steel and overbuilt, really, to last a really long time. So I think what we learned is if you're going to build buildings like this, you have to think about the unthinkable, which is another airplane coming at it, and having the technology to stop that airplane.
Think about this. At the same time, you're pushing the construction envelope and the sociology envelope, meaning all these people are going to live in this one place.
Yep.
At the same time, you're pushing those two envelopes. You're by necessity, you're also pushing an ethical envelope.
Yep. Well, it's in one sense, it's not too unethical to say you should have the right to defend yourself. It's the scale.
Right.
The scale changes everything.
Well, here's the ethical thing. The people who are going to be shot at might not be all bad guys. That's the problem, right?
Well, this is exactly what happened in 9/11.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That
the plane that went into Pennsylvania, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, that was supposed to be headed back to Washington,
yep,
apparently had already been decided that the Air Force would shoot that plane down.
Yes.
With Americans on it.
Yep. Yep, and if you think about it, that is the kinds of choices that we make as we move into the future, and we have these new technologies that cause new opportunities. Both, you know, a friend of mine once mm-hmm. said, "Technology is not good or bad; it is an amplifier."
You know, Joel, I wrote a white paper a while back that I may wind up turning into something else, called "Technology as If Humanity Matters."
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, I showed you that.
Yeah.
And the premise is our technology is that we're developing it to serve humans, but what is it doing to humanity? Shouldn't we ask the question? That was the point of the whole thing, is shouldn't we be asking the questions? Yes, this is good for humans, this building, this tool, this whatever, this smartphone, but what is it doing for humanity? Isn't it time for us to start asking that question?
Well, I think we do, and let me just give you an example. If you lived in Sky City, you would use 1/100th the amount of land a global citizen ordinarily uses. So you have a much smaller footprint. That's mm-hmm. very good for the planet, right?
Right.
You produce 2 tons of carbon dioxide instead of 5.5 tons.
But there's also a societal impact, though. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right?
Well, and one of the other things that I've followed this thing about density and single buildings because mm-hmm. I've been interested in it for decades, and there was a piece of research done where they asked two groups of people how they felt about how crowded they were. One was a group of people in Hong Kong, one was a group of people in downtown New York.
Mm-hmm.
They felt crowded in Hong Kong, downtown New York. They didn't feel crowded at all.
Interesting.
Because they could get out.
Ah. Hold on to that thought, Joe. We got some more of this kind of exciting and fascinating news and information from our good friend Joel Barker. After these messages, 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.